Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. Thank you for that's a dangerous thing, you know. Welcome back. I am Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm pretty sure about that, and I'm pretty sure my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Inmanebel, the unique and lovely and talented Beverly Inmanebel, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, the founder of Talk, Listen, Communicate, LLC. She is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back to the previous millennium. Beverly, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, too, please.
It's talklisten.com.
And, folks, you can, if you would like to have Beverly work with you on some of the things we're talking about today or other things that you could use some help with your with the management of your business, especially yourself, with regard to yourself, please contact her. Beverly, in the previous segment, you said we needed to turn some of our special care that we give our customers, turn that on ourselves. And I agree with you. One of the things, I immersed myself so much in my business when I was trying to get it out of the ground, when I was bootstrapping it, when I was doing without, when I was deferring my gratification. But I didn't feel like I was taking anything away from me, because I was actually successful doing, I was gaining success, little successes along doing the thing that I love doing more than anything in the world, ever. And so I didn't feel like I was depriving myself of anything. And then later on, when I was needed to take a breath, I actually felt a little bit guilty if I took an hour off or a half a day off. And that's one of the things that people, I think, have to the first hurdle I think they have to get over, Bev, is not feeling guilty if they take some time for themselves. What do you think?
I agree. And I think that many times we don't see the symptoms of not nurturing ourselves, giving ourselves this customer service, self-service, until the symptoms are there. Once the symptoms are there, most physicians will tell you, well, you know, it would have been a whole lot better if we could have attended to this.
Right.
Oh, it
can manifest medically, can it?
It can.
Yeah,
it
physically.
Can. So I'm encouraging all of us business owners. I'm a business owner. I get it. I've been there. I also know that I need to replenish myself. You know, we were laughing earlier about my being unique. Yes, I was told I was different, you know, way back when.
That red hair is not for nothing.
That's right. And yet, sometimes that uniqueness stands out so much it's very lonely. And I have to remind myself, I'm okay. I have to encourage myself, talk to myself, just like we would our customers, just like we would the prospect that we hope will be our customer. You've got to do that with yourself, too. Would you ever tell a customer something just that'll get them down for no reason? Mm-hmm. We might nudge them, encourage them. Okay, sometimes we're actually gently pushing them. But it's because we feel that there's something that they need to do. The same thing with us.
Do we need to, in order to pull this off, though, because we've got so many, you know, we've got cash flow issues, we've got customers, we've got employees who don't show up, we have all these things. Don't we need to almost start out by scheduling something, putting something and paying for it so that we'll sort of feel more compelled to do it? For example, go to an annual conference of our industry or join a CEO roundtable of some kind and write a check for it. What do you think about that, just to blast us out of the business for a half a day or a couple of days?
Definitely. But I'm encouraging that you do something every day. So all those things are great.
Ah.
They're good. They spread your mind. But every day, do something. It doesn't have to be time consuming.
But Beverly, that's so hard. That is really hard. I agree with you. But what you're talking about is really hard for a lot of people. And I just think you got to take baby steps. You got to start out by doing something in baby steps, and then, believe it or not, I think you have to grow into doing it a little bit every day. What do you think? Am I wrong about that?
Well, I think for a lot of people, taking a couple days off from their business just scares
them. That is hard, too. No, it is, too. I agree.
So I think everybody can walk outside in the sunshine today or the rain, wherever you are, and just take in a deep breath of air and say something positive to yourself, like, I own this day.
Yep.
Or, I have everything I need in order to make this big sale. Or, I am able to resolve the conflict my customer is perceiving. And we need to have a well of information that we can have. One thing that I do is whenever I get a really cool response from a customer, whether it's email or they sent me something, I have a drawer I put those in. And it's a big bulging drawer at this point, as long as I've been in business. But I got to tell you, on a day that I'm down, on a day that maybe somebody tells me my uniqueness is weird, I reach down and I pull one of those up and I read it. I have a leather-bound book, a blank book, that I write down things that I just hear people say.
So folks, whatever it takes, if it's a walk, if it's leaving an hour early or an hour late, or reading a book or taking a trip, whatever it takes, be sure to nurture yourself, not just your customers. Last thoughts quickly, Bev. Thank you for being here. Good job, Bev. Beverly Imanebo, ladies and gentlemen. TalkListen.com is the website. Check it out. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
That's right. Do it no matter what.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.